Captain, you've returned. Come to see the Lamia of Storm's Hollow after eons. Come. I'm so glad you answered my summons. I've had a feast prepared just for you. When I discovered the captain of my Storm Guard would return, I have my elfin servants create the mightiest of meals. One that gives strength. How did I acquire the new servants? Oh, I have my ways. Elfin may be potent magic users, but they are no match for the storm in my eyes. You know I am quite charming. Magic? Oh, you would think that of me. I wouldn't do such a thing. Come. These large drab halls have been so boring ever since you left. You aided me in slaying that awful vampire queen. These halls were once hers. The high, sharp arches. The gorgeous tables and throngs of stone statues of lovely creatures. And of course, her servants are mine. But I treat them kindly, I promise you that. They need not worry for their blood. I have far more dignified things that interest me. I have no need for liquid life. Oh, Captain, you know how alluring I am to them. Something that you, my captain, have always been oh so resistant. It's why I was so enamored by you. Each of them wishes to be with me, yet I deny them. It is beautiful to see in their eyes the need, the dream of me, but I do not satiate their hunger. They go hungry for me. It sustains me. But you are special. The very fact that you resist my charms and yet have returned, it speaks wonders. I must profess, darling, that my heart flutters with every step of you, with every word. I have never felt this for any mortal, but you make me feel as if I am beyond the storms above, in the clarity of cerulean skies. I wish for you to stay, but come, sit, let us eat. Our feast is prepared. How does it taste? Good. I'm glad. It was specially prepared for you. What is the special ingredient? My captain, you should know. It is that which I feel for you. I fear I am somewhat shy with all my elfin servants surrounding us, waiting for our very words, but it is as I feel, love. Love is in this sweet beef tartare that I have made, and it is love that I feel for thee. The meal is said to give one great strength. And what better for the captain who helped me take Storm's Hollow? You don't know how to feel. I may be half serpent, but my feelings are as flourishing as any human's. You don't feel the same. Do you see them, Captain? They watch as I profess. It feels so intense, as if my heart burns more for you. Does that not resonate with you? I see. My, you've finished your meal. So quick, Captain. You must leave? A mistake. But Captain, you just arrived. You can't go. Please, you mustn't. Why should you stay? I promise, Captain, this was no ploy. I always wished I could feel you. Feel more than just your rough, strong touch on an arm or tail. Please, please don't go. Haven't you ever wondered what it would be like with me? I can tell you wish to. Don't deny me, the lady of the dark, the queen of this stormed hill. Surely you could stay a moment while we wait out the rain. Lamias usually take whom they want. Captain, I may have the lower body of a serpent, but I am no snake. Captain, I am not so vile. I wish for you to choose me. Will you not reconsider? I promise I would never. I only wish that you take me. I wish for you to take my mouth, Captain. I want you to own my mouth. The Lady of the Dark, the Lamia of Storm's Hollow, the queen of this realm. I beg you, please take my mouth. I want you to take me, grab my hair, and use me. Yes. Yes, Captain, please. Please. I'll do anything for you. I'll let you use me however you want. You, the only one who can resist me. Let me take your cock in front of everyone. I want them all to know my love for you. Let me slither down between your legs. Oh, Captain, I love you. I love your cock. I use it. Use it as you need. I use the mouth of the most powerful creature in the land. Yeah. Excuse me, please, my mouth, Captain. Use me in front of all these servants. Let them know they are beneath us, beneath you. Show them I'm beneath you. Well, yes, excuse me. What's wrong? You are feeling lightheaded. Is my love overwhelming? Or perhaps something you ate? I did put my love into it, Captain. A loving spell that is only taken willingly. And you ate up every bit. But my spell only works on the willing. And this just shows you wish for me to give everything to you. Oh my, you seem so alert. Look into my eyes. My dark, wondrous eyes. You were resistant for so long, but now you are mine. Let me wrap my serpent tail around you, hold you lovingly, tightly. Tell me what you want, what you need. That's it. Captain, profess to these people. Profess that you love me and only me, now and forever. And you're still so hard. Do you want me to finish you? Then do what your lady wishes. Beg for it. Beg for my sweet, loving, Lamia mouth. Beg for my forked tongue to slither around your cock. To use my wet, warm mouth to make you come. Because once you come in my mouth, you are mine forever. Is that what you want? Say it. That's it, Captain. Feel my tail around you, embracing you. Feel my loving embrace as I take your cock for my own, for my dessert, your sweet cum that is all mine. Let me take what's mine. Beg for me to finish you. I can edge you as long as I please. I know how to make my dessert last as long as I like. Beg to come in my mouth. Good, Captain. Good. Your cum is mine. Mine alone. Mm. 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 Come for me, Captain. Come for me. Come on my tongue. Do it. Do it. Witnessing me take every drop of your cum. It satiates me, sustains me. Do you still want to leave me, Captain? I didn't think so. Please, Captain, be in my guard once more. Guard me for life. Bow, Captain, I want to see you pledge your sword. Good, Captain. Stay with me. Love me. Worship me.